You're listening to Sunday Brunch on ABC Radio Canberra.
Now, I wonder if you've taken up a few new hobbies, or maybe you've been polishing some old skills during lockdown. Have you been putting pen to paper to try and capture some of your experience in this once-in-a-lifetime event? Has journaling been part of your routine? It's been part of mine lately. I found it really helpful, actually, writing. Today, a new Canberra creative writing competition called What Is Your Story launches. And it's brought to you by Sitara's Story. And the founder, Dr. Mirza Shamaru, joins us. Yuma, welcome, Dr. Shamaru. Thanks so much for making time.
Thank you very much.
What an exciting day. How are you feeling about this launch?
I am very, very excited. It's like, you know, a dream coming true. We have been planning these for a while now, and we were so excited when we got the grant from the city government. And now it's all taking shape, and thank you to all, you know, just making our dreams come true. I'm very excited.
Tell us about your story writing competition.
We call it What Is Your Story? Writing in the Time of COVID. You know, COVID started last year, and all of us, more or less, went through it, still going through very strange experiences. We do live in now strange times, like, you know, there's press conferences every day, homeschooling, working pages, marathon Zoom meetings. Sometimes we feel, you know, trapped. So we thought that we should record all of these experiences, what we are going through. And that's why we are organizing this writing competition. It's for all the ACT residents above 18 years old. And this starts today. The entry is open today. And it closes 31st of January. So we do have like 3 months in hand to finish up our stories. And then the winners are going to be announced in March, on 31st of March, there will be prizes. But I think in addition to the prizes, what's more exciting is that ACT Heritage Library, they're going to collect all these stories, and they will be available online and in its reading rooms. And we are going to arrange an award-giving ceremony where the winners would get a chance to read their own stories.
How did this partnership with the Heritage Library come about, Dr. Shamaru?
We are a partner, a member of an organization with RASH, the Refugee and Asylum Seekers organization. So they actually played a big role in this partnership and this ACT Heritage Library. So what the residents, the ACT residents, they need to know that when they enter into this story competition, submit a story, the stories would be compiled and collected by the ACT Heritage Library. And I think, you know, the most important thing is that recording all these events, this pandemic was like, you know, a lifetime thing that happened in all of our lives. And like after 20 years or 50 years, when we talk to our grandchildren, we need to tell them what we, you know, went through. And when we just stopped shaking hands, we could not see each other's smiles. And everyone, each of us in Canberra, migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, people from Cal background, and Aboriginal people, and the whole Canberra, we all have different experiences. We all have different, our own stories of struggle. So after like 50 years or 20 years, when we go back to these stories, I'm sure that they're going to be remarkable. And that's why I think it's a digital library that they can be very excited. And that's why now we are in this partnership.
And of course, you're a mother of several children. Are young voices and young stories also welcome as part of this story writing competition, Dr. Shamaru?
Absolutely. If you're above 18 years old, then you can, you know, submit story. So there is an age bracket that we have put. So we need to be 18 years old or above.
Now, there are different categories, particularly if you have different preferences in the way you write and the way you like to share your story. Tell us about those opportunities, Dr. Shamaru.
Yeah, so there are three different categories. One is poetry. You know, I think some of us are really good in writing poems. And so there's a category, poetry. There is another category called creative writing. And the one is cultural expository. The main thing is that all our stories, I mean, so they just need to like take a form of either of these three categories, but they need to be 1,000 words or less. And the main theme is COVID-19. So that should be the central factor in our writings. You know, the writing might have occurred as a result of COVID-19 or was inspired by COVID-19 or it is about COVID-19. So what just we felt. So that needs to be reflected in the writing. And we should, you know, remember that we shouldn't be afraid to speak from the heart, because many of us tell our personal stories for the first time and we just do great. So, and there's another thing that we are letting people to use a pen name in case they don't want to use their real name.
So it can be an anonymous contribution.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
What if English is a second or third or fourth language? You know, can you submit a video or a voice memo, or does it have to be in writing?
It has to be in writing. Yeah, so that was the, you know, project scope. So it has to be in the writing.
How can we enter?
So you go to sitavastory.com/story/, and there is the submission portal. So you just need to write your name, phone number, address, and story title. You choose the story category from either of the three categories, and then just write your story there. So what you can do, you can actually write your story in a Word document and then copy and paste on this portal and then send. And only the, you know, the winners get to read their own stories only if they want to. And obviously, we are going to publish the stories if someone is interested. We won't publish any story on the website or in online or paper-based publications without anyone's consent. So we won't do that. And the Esoteric Heritage Library, they would also stick to the Austrian privacy policy.
Wonderful speaking to you. Congratulations on this day and the recent partnership with the ACT Heritage Library. And very best of luck with this initiative, Dr. Chamaru.
Thank you so much. You know, thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about our dreams and how it's, you know, coming to shape. Thank you so much.
It's my...
I hope that people submit stories and, you know, we get to read all these exciting stories because, you know, a good story causes tears, laughter, goosebumps, or any combination of these.
And it helps us understand our community too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We cannot wait to hear their stories.
Thank you. Dr. Mirza Chamaru, she is the founder of Sitara's Story. That voice might be familiar to you, and that's because she was one of our finalists in the ABC Community Spirit Awards in the Multicultural Community Champion category. And that's how I met Dr. Chamaru when I delivered her finalist award, and we started talking about all these other exciting initiatives that have come out of some of that extra recognition for Sitara's Story. How wonderful, this story writing competition launching today. I wonder if you're thinking of getting involved.
This is Sunday Brunch on ABC Radio Canberra.